Well, what I think we'll see with, we have seen with the court, and we'll see with the court going forward, is that the law as it's drafted is overly broad, and it takes in a large classification of firearms that, as I said, are in common use. The U.S. Supreme Court in the Heller decision 15 years ago said that weapons that are in common use are protected by the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms covers those firearms. That was taking history going back to the founding of our country up through the Civil War amendments. And that's how the Supreme Court has applied that law. That's how the federal courts have applied the law as it relates to the Second Amendment. And I believe that we will see that right continue to be vindicated in the courts.